Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, March 18th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this morning, Ben Platt, the Tony-winning star of Dear Evan Hansen, will play a concert residency at the newly refurbished Palace Theater. This is the first announced event for the venue since it was lifted 30 feet above ground level and renovated after the closing of SpongeBob SquarePants in late 2018. The residency, entitled Ben Platt Live at the Palace, will play 18 performances from May 28th to June 15th. It coincides with the release of his third studio album, Honey Mind, which is set to be released on May 31st. According to Deadline, Platt will perform songs from all three of his LPs, as well as a few surprises. In a statement, Platt said, "I can't wait to introduce my new record on the beautifully revived Palace stage. My hope is to bridge my musical theater roots that I hold so dear with the world of classic Americana songwriting that I've fallen so deeply in love with." Ben Platt Live at the Palace will be directed by Michael Arden, who also directed Platt last year in the revival of Parade. Tickets are now on sale at BroadwayDirect.com. And finally today, in off-Broadway news, Dee Rossioli is boarding the Ship of Dreams. She played Elphaba for 7 years across four different companies of Wicked, and spent parts of 2009 and 2010 performing the role on Broadway, and now she will be the next Celine Dion in the cult hit Titanic, a zany retelling of Titanic set to Dion's song catalog. Rossioli, who was last seen on Broadway in the Cher show, replaces Nicole Parker, who departs on March 31st. Titanic currently runs at the Darryl Roth Theater on East 15th Street. Tickets are now on sale through January of 2025. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.